help you?
Hi, is this the gym?
Yes.
Hi. I work out there. I'm, you know, one of your what do you call them?
Members?
Members. I'm one of your members. And I was in there tonight, and I was working out, and right next to me, I believe that I saw a lesbian standing right next to me, and I could tell that she was a lesbian because she had a star tattoo on her wrist, and she was benching about 300, about 250, 300.
Okay.
I'd like to know if you plan on doing anything about this. I'd like to know what you're going to do about this.
Well, ma'am, we are the judgment-free zone, so it shouldn't matter if a person who is a lesbian works out in the gym to really do anything about that.
Oh, it ruined my whole Thanksgiving.
Your whole Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Thanksgiving isn't until Thursday, though.
I'll be thinking about that tattoo until next Thursday. That's a lot of weight.
Yeah, she's strong. That's good. No.
How do I know that you're not one of those? One of those lesbians over there. One of those people.
Oh, yeah, I'm not a lesbian. I'm straight.
Oh. All right. Well, I just don't want her near me.
Okay, so if she's in the gym with you, like, at the same time, just find a different machine and work out somewhere else until she leaves the area you want to work out in, and then you can use that area afterwards.
Can I have one of the trainers walk around with me like a bouncer to protect me?
No, because the trainers have specific hours and specific people to have to work with. So, unless you pay him extra, maybe.
I wouldn't mind doing that. I wouldn't mind paying extra just to make sure that I was protected. Because, you know, they run in packs.
They don't run in packs.
Those lesbians, sure they do. They run in gangs. They're like in gangs and stuff.
What gangs?
There's like lesbian gangs.
I've never heard of it.
You didn't hear about that on Bill O'Reilly? That there's all kinds of lesbian gangs going around?
No, I never heard of that.
Watch Bill O'Reilly. He knows.
Oh, well, I'll be sure to look out for the lesbian gangs in the gym then.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. Thank you very, very much.
No problem.
All right, well, you've been very nice.
Job.
It sure is, and I think that you deserve a raise.
Okay, I think I do too.
I feel much safer now that I spoke to you, because I'm afraid of those gangs, but I feel much safer now that I spoke to you.
All right, good, I'm glad.
Thank you.
All right, no problem.
Bye.
Bye. Good evening, thank you for calling Miss in the Bronx. This is Melissa speaking, how about you?
Hi, Melissa.
Yes.
Hi, how are you, sweetheart?
Good.
My sister just called up the gym, and she's in a little bit of hysterics right now. She's having a panic attack because she heard that there are lesbian gangs at your gym, and I think she has, like, some sort of phobia with lesbian gangs. So...
Oh, but I spoke to her about that. I thought she was fine. She said she felt safer.
No, she's really shooken up, and we're all like really shooken up here. And I don't know what to do with her. I don't know how to calm her down. I mean, to the point where, you know, we're gonna have to get our whole family's membership canceled, and we're probably gonna have to go to Gold's Gym or something. I don't know what we're gonna do here.
There is no more Gold's Gym.
They have one in Manhattan.
I don't know, man. I mean,
well, what did you say to her? What did you say to her? All she could say is lesbian gangs, lesbian gangs.
I don't know.
Do you think it's funny? I don't think it's funny, Melissa.
I don't know. I tried to reassure her that not all lesbians are aggressive. And I don't know. I said it was in a public place so she could call the cops and there's protection here. And, like, she would get hurt in the gym. If you feel like you need to cancel your memberships and go.
All right, calm down. Just calm down, okay? I'm going to fix this. Yeah, she's flipping out. Oh, my God. I don't know what to do here. That's all she could say. I'm really upset. All she could say is lesbian gangs.
Ma'am, maybe you should take her to a psychiatrist, a counselor, someone who can help better help her with her fear of lesbian gangs.
Yeah, well, you know, she didn't have this fear until she spoke to you. She didn't have this fear until she spoke to you, Melissa. And I really don't know what I'm going to do here with her. I mean, it's like it caused a whole disruption. All right, we won't go to Gold's Gym anymore. We got to go to Dolphin's Gym now. Oh, my gosh. What am I going to do?
I don't know, ma'am. It's in your hands. There's nothing I can do. I'm just an 18-year-old girl that works at a gym.
Well, now she's convinced that you're a lesbian and that you're part of the gang. And you have all of her information. And she's nervous because you have her address, her phone number, her occupation.
I don't even know her name. I don't know her name.
They don't know your name. So relax. I have to calm her down. I can't believe this.
Well, I'm going to put you on the phone with my coworker, okay? His name is James, and maybe he can help you out, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hello?
James.
Hi,
James.
How you doing?
We have a problem here.
I was only hearing your conversation for a minute, and I hear that you have a problem with lesbian gangs.
Yes, we have a huge problem with the lesbian gangs that you have in your establishment. And my sister, now I have to check her in to a psychiatric ward
because she's a lesbian?
No, she has a phobia of lesbians and that there are lesbian gangs in your place. And everyone thinks this is so funny and they're laughing, but this isn't a laughing matter because now I have to deal with this.
Who's laughing?
I hear people in the background laughing, and my poor sister...
Those are just our members. They were just telling jokes to each other.
Oh, okay, because all she could say that's coming out of her mouth are lesbian gangs.
Wow, that's pretty weird.
Lesbian gangs.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Lesbian gangs.
Perhaps she can come here and confront her
lesbian
fear.
Lesbian gangs.
If you have a fear with lesbian gangs, is perhaps, you know, approach the lesbian gangs and let them know that you have a phobia of their lesbianness and their gangness. And perhaps maybe they could talk out their problems.
It's just these gays are taking over the fucking world.
I'm gay, so, you know, that's kind of offending me.
I'm sorry. Well, I like gay men.
Oh, I enjoy gay men, too.
But what are we going to do with the lesbian gangs, though?
I'm not sure. I'll talk to my fellow lesbian gang community board, and we'll find out what we can do.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, James.
No problem. Fabulous.
Please, Mama, can't you see I've always tried to please? I wore ribbons and jewelry and makeup and perfume and dresses down to my knees. You said that it's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along, but I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong.
Hello, you're listening to show number 15 of The Lesbian Mafia, and I'm your host, Sandy. So, hi. I'm recording this a couple of nights before Thanksgiving, and I'm still in a little bit of disbelief that we're in the middle of the holiday season. It's just like I kind of really been really out of it because I've been doing so much, but I have a lot to be thankful for this year, and at the same time, I think for Thanksgiving, I will go to my parents' house with a grenade and pull the key. Finally. After years of deliberation, after years of thinking about it, I'm making a public announcement that this is the year that I'm going to do it. Just going to bring a grenade and just throw it in the middle of the dining room. And then during the time, like, you know, where it's about, you know, like the ticking time that you're waiting, I'll tell them all the reasons why I'm doing it. You know, the years and years of reasons. Because there are many. So, you know, if you see me in the newspaper, you know, just please support me. Because this is, This is activism, what I'm doing this year. It is. It sure is. And beside all of that, beside the fact that I'm going to be committing homicide, there's some other stuff going on. We've been serving the lesbian mafia shots at Remix Fridays, and apparently we've gotten some good feedback from them. I've learned that I shouldn't give the entire recipe away because someone could rename it. So I can give you some of the ingredients just so you have an idea of what it may taste like. I used to moonlight by bartending at night in various establishments in the city here in New York. You know, some savory and some very unsavory. So I do know a little bit of something about alcohol. Because I basically drank my entire 20s away. So I know a little bit of something. It started as a drink, and then Nikki from Remix Fridays, she gave me the idea to make it a shot because it would be a little bit lower maintenance to get it moving for the first time around. So we turned them into shots. And originally, this is a drink that I'd been having throughout the summer, and I was calling everybody, "Oh, I have my summer drink. This is my summer drink." It didn't have any alcohol in it when I drank it, but I always knew, wow, if I was a drinker, I would be putting vodka in this right now. So it is a pomegranate-based drink, and then there's a secret ingredient. I can't tell you what that secret ingredient is. It's locked up in a safe somewhere in another country, so you're never going to get it out of me, unless you lesbian mafia shot me. My first choice would be Grey Goose to drink this with. And I got, like, really fucked up trying this recipe out the other day. I was in the kitchen, and I had, like, two bottles of vodka and, juice and this and that and mixers and all this other business. And I was in the kitchen, and, I was trying these drinks out. And then before you know it, I was, like, totally fucked up because I forgot that alcohol really fucks you up. I haven't had a drink in millennia. So I was, like, totally trashed in my kitchen all by myself. And then I started cooking pasta at, like, 1 in the morning. And I thought, this could be dangerous. And, like, the pasta was falling all over the place. It was a really scary situation. I thought, wow, this is scary. I think I'm drunk. Things are falling. I was dropping forks and making, like, a lot of noise. Because I'm not a drinker anymore. So I can't handle it, I was, like, some fucked up version of, like, a lesbian Julia Child. Lesbian Mafia makes a wonderful shot. It's a pomegranate-based drink. And with a lovely taste. It's a lovely taste. So we're going to all drink tonight. Lesbian Mafia shots. That's what we're doing at Remix Fridays. We're serving Lesbian Mafia shots. I think an Italian could not have made this drink. It had to be someone French who made this drink. The French are the ones who made order out of chaos. Lesbian Mafia should know this, and they should support the French. Everyone should support the French, because the Italians like to think that they're the masters of cooking, but they're not. As a matter of fact, I have about 6 Italians in my oven right now. So, it was like a really fucked up version of Julia Child. It was really crazy. But, so, I did get, like, really messed up on these drinks. I'm not lying. And, I thought it was a very good drink. I think it's a pretty nice taste, So you may want to stop in there and try out the drink because it is exclusive only at Remix Fridays. This is the only place that you can get this drink. That's how exclusive it is. Okay? Does that make it exclusive or what? So, I worked on a freestyle hour. 4 Remix Fridays last Friday. How many times am I going to say Friday? How many times? Just want you to just tell me, how many times am I going to say Friday? I'm not like, a freestyle maven or anything, but I do remember some freestyle songs, and we came up with the idea to do a freestyle hour, and I thought that I would submit the songs because I probably have a little bit more experience in that era of music. And I think some of us who do enjoy freestyle now and again are in the closet about it. And I think that, I want to speak up for the community that you don't have to be ashamed anymore. If you enjoy a freestyle song now and again, you don't have to hang your head in shame. Because this is a place where you will be accepted. Okay? And so I will make that a part B to this podcast where you could just listen to my freestyle mix because now I'm a DJ. But so other than that, this show will be an interview, sort of, not really. It was actually a conversation that Nicole, the host of Remix Fridays, who runs the club over there on 24 Murray Street between Church and Broadway, we were having a conversation, and our conversation started to amuse me, so I think that you'll find it a little bit amusing, because she's the person who was helping me out with the prank phone call at the beginning of the show. And just in case nobody knew this, not only does she run a club over there on Fridays by night, but by day, she's an RN. So, you know, in case you hurt yourself or something, and the emergency rooms are full, you could always stroll into Remix Fridays. That, you know, she should put Remix Fridays /ER, emergency room, because, you know, she can be there. Or let's say you're drinking, right? And let's say you're an alcoholic, right? And you drink too much. And you know you drink too much. Your girlfriend knows you drink too much. Your friends know that you drink too much, but nobody says anything. So you just continue to drink and drink and drink and drink, and nobody really, like, ever confronts you with the fact that you're an alcoholic. If something should happen to you when you're in Remix Fridays, if something happens to you, like, let's say you fall, bump your head, right? You could wake up to possibly Nicole giving you mouth to mouth. I'm just saying, I'm not sure. I'm not entirely sure how that works there, how that medical business works over there. But just so you know, you're in a very, very, you're in very safe hands. I can say that with conviction. There's something that you may want to consider on your way out to partying. You know, do you want to go to the place, you know, with an RN or without? Yeah. You know, I think she even does surgeries in there sometimes. So you may want to swing by. But so here's our conversation, and it's a little bit of a different kind of promotion, not exactly what you would expect. So we were having a lot of fun with it, and she's got a great sense of humor about it. So I hope that you enjoy it. All right, what were you thinking?
I'm thinking about a new venue change.
Right,
for
right.
The parties. Because I'm sick of being underground. The parties are so underground that people can't even breathe. The ventilation is so bad. They come out gasping for air. The drops from the ceilings of water. People drink out of it. People start to ignore, like, you know, the shit falling from the ceiling. It's like special effect of the party. They think it's like, ooh, sparklers, you know, from the ceiling. You want all the fucking venues falling apart. Oh my god, the bathrooms.
What's wrong with the bathrooms?
Like, you know, when you're in school?
Mm-hmm.
Like the little stalls?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And people don't know where they are when they go in the bathroom. They get very confused. They start peeing in the sink. They don't know where the bathrooms are. They're so confused. They're washing their hands in the toilet bowl and shitting in the sink. Need a new venue change like ASAP.
Yeah.
At some point, but right now I'm the only lesbian club Friday night. I pull in more women than any other bar lounge.
And you offer dancing and stuff, right?
And I offer dancing and, you know.
It's a dance club.
Even though the venue isn't posh, the people, it's very high energy.
Mm-hmm.
People do have a good time. The music's excellent. It's just the people that really make the party.
What else? How's the floor?
The floor, they mop them, you know.
So they're clean?
It's like, you know, they're clean, but, you know, sometimes when you're dancing, your feet get stuck to the floor. It's like, you think people are making a new dance move, you know? So you try to mimic them. Do the remix. They say, do the remix. And then they start, you know, dancing with their feet stuck to the floor.
Do the remix?
Do the remix to everyone, and everyone just stands still and, like, buckle their feet.
Right. What made you stay in that venue for so long, Nick?
I guess rent in the city is very high.
Mm-hmm.
And my special events, I pull in, you know, 400-plus women. Mm-hmm. And I have the freedom to do whatever I want, whenever I want with that venue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I want to put on a big show, it's comfortable, it's sprawled out.
So you stopped shoving them in there like cattle?
And they all shift over, you know, the old cattle. No, we dim it down, you know, we dim down the lights and we slide open the door. And, you know, they start trickling in when they, you know.
They want to go
because even though lesbians do like to be squashed in a place, it's like they can only take so much of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
How's the bar? Yeah. Give me funny stuff.
The bar, it's like sometimes, you know, from the dust that falls from the ceiling. You know, people see shit floating around in their drinks, you know, and they think it's like the new drink special, so we try to tell them, yeah, that's how the lesbian mafia tells us how to do it, you know, just to try and make them drink their drinks.
They think it's confetti.
Yeah, they think it's confetti. Yeah. We don't do normal at Nikki's.
No.
At Remix Fridays. We don't do normal.
Definitely need a new venue, huh?
Yeah, I think it's time, you know, we need something more.
Mix it up a little.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll mix it up. No, I think my customers are going to get, you know, a little nervous because they kind of like where they are right now. You know, they start getting comfortable. They tell me they don't shower. You know, they say we purposely didn't shower tonight just for the remix. Yeah, it's like they get all excited because they don't shower. So I'm like, all right, you know, just come in, have a good time, and enjoy your confetti drink. So they do. And they dance and... Everything's nice.
Does anybody fall down the stairs sometime?
They started calling it Slippery's Remix.
You should just put a slide.
Put up a camera. No, I gotta put up a camera and show you what goes on at Slippery's Remix when it snows, and you'll start seeing like all them falls, and they all fall in the same spot. You know, it's like this one step, so we had to put carpet, but I think we're going to take that carpet away so we could just videotape everybody just falling, you know, submit it to maybe Sandy's 20th home videos.
All right. So you should just put a slide there and let everybody slide down the stairs into the, you know, a swirly one that swirls and leaves you right in the middle of the dance floor.
Sorry.
No, you make it like where you turn the lever, so if you want to be slid right to the bar... It slides you right down to the bar. If you want to be slid right onto the dance floor, it slides you right onto the dance floor. Like, you'll just have a lever.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Right. I mean, you know, you're pretty down. The history of Remix was it was an old shooting range.
Really?
So it's a very long space.
What other things can you get in there? You could get that sit and spin.
Yeah, we could do that.
You could put that in there, you know, like in the middle of the dance floor.
Yeah, we could put that in there. We could put maybe a little swing, you know, just people just swinging around, you know. That was funny. We could put a little swing in there, you know.
We could bring a trampoline in there.
Yeah, that would be pretty hot.
Trampoline?
I know. We'll put Velcro on the ceiling.
What else? What about that doggy party that you did?
Oh, my dog party? With all the little puppies that came to support my Freddy? Yeah, that was all right. They shit all over the place. Never again. Yeah, you know, people came. Some people came with...
A little eccentric.
Yeah, Well, you know, if you're an animal lover, it's really not. And the music was a little bit lower in the first room.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the dogs had their play date, they socialized. You know, the Remix is for everyone, even for small animals. And
I think this is wonderful promotion for Remix Fridays.
You know, some bisexuals be up in there with their husbands.
Really?
And they make it seem like, oh, he's my friend, or that's my gay friend, you know, anything. They'll even lie and say their husband's gay just to try and, you know, pick up some girls.
Right. Are they ever successful at picking up the lesbians and leaving?
Yeah, really? Believe it or not. I was a little surprised, but I guess, you know, there's this one girl. She's really beautiful, and she just, her husband just lays low. and drinks and has a good time, and she is just there making out with girls, taking home whoever she wants to take home.
Wow.
Yeah, they even approached me. They said, oh, why don't you come move in with us? Get the hell out of here. Out of here, I said.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. Move in with you. I'm a lesbian. What am I? Oh, don't you want babies? Get out of here with your concocted sperm.
Right. So they're polygamists. Yeah. They're polygamists?
I would think so, yeah. I think, yeah.
Yeah.
All the times they're there, they never argued.
What's to argue about? They're drunk and they're in a sea of women.
I mean, look, he's cool because he doesn't, like, harass any of the women. Like, I never got one complaint.
It's still just so creepy to have a couple sitting there. Like, go home.
I know.
Just get out.
But you know what? We don't discriminate. He doesn't have to worry about her cheating.
Whatever. I think this was a wonderful promotion for Remix Fridays.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In New York City.
Absolutely.
I think
the cleanest venue ever.
Well, it definitely sounds like fun.
It's great fun.
Especially after we put the sit and spin, a couple of sit and spins in there.
Yeah?
Oh, wait, what about a rocking horse?
Ooh, I like the rocking horse.
Yeah, you should get a rocking horse in there. Pogo sticks. Pogo sticks everywhere.
Yeah. We'll put in some shrooms in the drinks.
Yes.
We'll make some, slideshows, like psychedelic slideshows, and everyone will just be like tripping out on drugs. We promote drugs at Remix Fridays.
Yeah, yeah. I think we did it. I think we've sold the crowd on
I think we did. You think they'll want to, stop in and see it?
I think so. It definitely sounds like a lot of fun.
Right, and no hats. We don't allow hats because we like when the chips of the paint from the ceiling fall on people's heads. It creates like a little design.
It looks
on their heads. It looks like the latest fashion. It's very like posh to be dirty. You're holding your laughing, huh?
It's very chic, very fashionable. It sounds.
Yes.
Who are we to no say? Hats. It's very modern.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, that's enough. Let's end this. Come on.
Enough. All right.
All right, well,
Enough.
All right, well, it sounds definitely like a good time. That's for sure. It sounds like fun.
Good time.
Remix Fridays in New York City. We're definitely going to stop in there. We're going to have some ladies from the Lesbian Mafia in Remix Fridays this coming weekend for the your cabaret show.
Oh, so, but it's that's a
secret.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a secret who, and they may be incognito, but they're so starved for attention that I don't know if they're going to be tight-lipped about it or not. But
start harassing everyone. And...
Yeah, but it's a secret. Two or three girls from the Lesbian Mafia up in there. Two or three ladies.
Good. Yeah. Welcome. We'll initiate them.
Yeah, don't charge them at the door. Okay.
Oh, anybody from the Lesbian Mafia, they gotta pay double the price because that's just how it is. They think they get special treatment, but every Lesbian Mafia, they gotta pay a $20 cover. And yeah, it's usually $10 cover, but anybody who's a friend of yours, $20 for.
So it's extra.
Yeah, it's extra. Yeah.
Will you make them hang out? You lock them in the bathroom and hang out.
Yeah, we'll lock them in the bathroom, stick their heads in the toilet bowl. It's a little initiation that goes on.
Are you wearing your Lesbian Mafia t-shirt this weekend?
Of course I am.
Are you going to cut it down the middle and have some boob action or something?
Uh-huh. I have a double D, honey, so they need to breathe in that shirt.
There's plenty of boob action there, double D's.
Yeah.
That's a lot of weight.
Yeah, my back.
Yeah, what a shame.
They're pretty perky.
That's a terrible asset. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry that you were cursed.
Oh, yeah, it's a terrible asset,
Mm-hmm.
I was a fortunate child.
Yeah, when did they start growing?
When I was 9. I went from an A to a B when I was 9. And then when I was, 12, I was a B. And then when I was 13, I went to a C.
Are you hitting on me? Thank you. Bye, Nicole.
Bye.
So I hope that you guys enjoyed this show somewhat. It's been a while since I posted, so I wanted to get something up for you guys. I know I've been really bad about posting, but I did not have the time or the energy to do a full show with all the girls and everything, and I really miss them on the show this time, but next time for sure. And don't forget that you can listen to Part B of this podcast, which is freestyle songs that I submitted to Remix Fridays. We did a freestyle hour last weekend, so, and I heard that the ladies had a really good time with that, so that makes me happy, and I'm really easy to please these days. You know, whatever you're doing for the holiday, if you're listening to this before or during or after, I just hope that whatever it is that you did or celebrate or whatever it is that you celebrate, I just hope that it's happy and healthy. And I'm just really glad for the privilege to be able to talk to you in your personal space. And, you know, I'm just really grateful for the fact that, you know, that somebody actually listens to me. I mean, nobody else listens to me. None of my girlfriends ever listen to me. My family never listens to me. That's just a given. You actually listen to me. I mean, you know, I'm really grateful for that. I kid, but, you know, hey, I really am. There's something to be said for somebody who listens. That's all I have to say about that. But, all right, so I have to run because I am, like, just totally exhausted right now, and I actually cannot believe that I'm vertical, that I'm still upright. I really need to be laying down at this moment. So, all right. So until next time, I love you guys, and I'll talk at you again real soon. Bye for now. I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along. But I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. Complaints from Lou Diamond Phillips' wife. As I'm a lesbian, I'd rather be with Jane than Dick. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, a penis doesn't do the trick. When we go in for 69, I know hers is the same as mine. When does cheerleading practice start? Hey there, cutie.